So, Nick, here we are gathered again talking about this thing that seems to have exploded some years ago on Thursday nights in Fountain Square. What was the debut year for it? And I don't know if we ever talked about whose brainchild it was. Who started the whole thing? Was it you?
Well, it started about, I think, 7 years ago, because I think we're on, it might be 8 years now. We were on the sixth CD. So I think we were 2 years into it, then I started the CD. Salsa on the Square was originally created through 3CDC and Bill Donabedian. Bill came to me and asked me if I would like to start a salsa night there. Of course, I said yes. Mm-hmm. So he and I worked together at the very beginning and put it together, and I had some help coming up with a name, and it seemed really natural, and I kind of ran with it since. Bill has since moved on to bigger and better things, but I still do my thing on Salsa in the Square.
Initially, were there a spattering of people there? Were there a couple dozen,
you know,
a few dozen?
No,
I know
it was
now
a hit.
There are a few hundred, if not a few thousand.
Absolutely. It's been a hit from the beginning. We just hit something. We just, a combination of free, outside, Fountain Square, Cincinnati, all ages, live music. It was a combination that just really, really worked. And, I mean, obviously the crowds have grown over the years, but from the beginning, it was a hit. Even this year, we started the series much earlier than we usually do.
You got a few extra in, didn't you?
Yeah, we did 22 weeks this year, which is the longest series we've ever done. And we started it quite late in the fall, I guess. And we have pictures of people in their coats, you know, and they're dancing. And the crowd wasn't as big as usual, but it was still pretty substantial for any night on the Square. So it continues to be one of the top events on the Square for sure, as far as attendance is concerned.
And who are your bands this year? Who have you booked for Thursday night salsa on the Squares?
A lot of the same. You know, I try to keep Salsa on the Square as local or regional as possible, because in Cincinnati, we have a lot of truly great Latin bands, and the musicianship every year, like with the CD, just it blows me away that we have this much really, really great talent here. So I try to keep as many local groups here as I can. I can't do everybody, but I try to get as many people in as I can. I'll bring in some people from out of town. In the years past, I've brought a friend of mine, Brian Anders, from San Francisco, but he's a Cincinnati boy who came or went out to San Francisco and came back with his band. But usually I try to keep it pretty local or regional. We have a group from Indianapolis that will come down, but it's the usual. It's a Tropicoso, a group called Zumba, Son del Caribe, Clave Son, and then Stacy from Indianapolis.
And you've put together another compilation, a 2014 compilation of Salsa on the Square. Let's hear one of these tunes, and then we'll talk some more about it. We haven't hit on dancing yet, when I know that dancing is a big aspect.
Totally.
So what do you want to play from this?
There's a musician in town named Pablo Benavides, and Pablo wrote two of the tunes from this record. And every year that I work with him, I'm just super impressed with what he comes to the table with. So both he and the singer of this group, Maribel, the group's called Clave Son, and the tune's called Así Como Yo. And it's really a beautiful tune. I wasn't there for the actual session, but I was there for the mix, and I hadn't heard the tune yet. And sometimes with the CD, it's always last minute. So I don't usually get to hear the tunes that the bands are going to submit ahead of time. So it was a major pleasant surprise for me to hear this tune. So I hope you like it.
It's a little sampling from Salsa on the Square.
Amame con todo el corazón, amor, bésame, enciende mi pasión, amor, quiéreme sin motivos ni reservas, sin mirar lo que hay afuera, quiéreme, solo quiéreme. Así como yo te amo solo a ti, sin pensar y hasta a veces sin huir. Suena tonto el decirlo así tan fácil, pero es fácil cuando se ama sin sentir.
We're talking with Nick Rodina about this year's Salsa on the Square. It happens Thursday evenings on Fountain Square. Who did we just hear from?
That was a band called Clave Son, which is a local band here in Cincinnati.
We mentioned we talk a little bit about the dancing, too, and the dancing is a huge aspect.
Yeah.
Has it been from the get-go?
Yeah. Every year that I'm here, I talk to you. We kind of have a similar conversation about the marriage between the live band and the dancers here in Cincinnati. It really is a symbiotic thing. I mean, we have to kind of exist together on the Square, and it's great because as a musician, you're playing, you're doing your thing, and you're looking out and you see people dancing, and that gives you some feedback that you're doing it right. But it really is this really beautiful marriage between the musicians and the dancers, and they're just as important to us as we are to them.
If you weren't on stage dancing, are you one who would be out there shuffling around?
I know 10 moves. Well, not quite 10. I think I know 6 moves, maybe 5 if I'm lucky. So
you enjoy it, though?
I enjoy it, absolutely.
What time things get underway on Thursdays?
Every Thursday, 7 o'clock, the band starts, and the band will do a set, and then we have a dance instructor that does a big dance class, and then band comes back on. So it's basically 3 sets of the band and 2 big dance lessons.
Now, over the past 6, 7, 8 years, however long it's been going on, have you ever been rained out?
Yes.
Do you recall?
Yes, we have, but we really, really push it because people will dance in the rain. And as long as it's not a safety thing, we go for it. So we really try to make it happen. It's only been a handful of times we've had to actually cancel the event.
And how long is it going this season?
We go until September 18th this year. So that's pretty deep into the series. So, yeah, we'll give it a go. And, you know, this year, a quick side note, with the help of P&G and Gain and Michael Beck, we were able to set the Guinness record for the largest amount of people dancing salsa at one time.
That's right. I saw that.
We attempted it last year, and we didn't quite get it. So this year we did. So very proud of that.
Quite the accomplishment.
Yeah. It's in the history books.
Let's go out with another tune from the sampler and Salsa on the Square again this coming Thursday night beginning at
7 o'clock.
7-ish.
Yep. This will be my small group. My small group is called Zumba. And this was actually recorded on the square at Salsa on the Square. We try to kind of capture the energy that's on Salsa on the Square. So check this out.
Cordina and Zumba, they're on the Salsa on the Square sampler for 2014.
Don't forget the CD we give away for free. For the next couple of weeks, we'll just be on the square giving away for people for free.
And Salsa on the Square happens Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. A couple of more sessions. Who do we have coming up these next couple Thursdays?
Last 2 weeks, we have Cincinnati favorite Tropicoso. We'll be on the 11th. And the end of the series will be a kind of a new thing we're doing this year called Latin Beat Project, which is basically all of us as friends and all the bands getting together and having kind of an all-star band to close out the season on September the 18th.
Sounds wonderful. As always, a pleasure, Nick, catching up.
Thank you, Brian.
Nick Rodina with us on Around Cincinnati. I'm Brian O'Donnell. Woo!